hell of a weekend. Hell of a weekend for some parts of the country. Weather-wise, you got 130 homes in Otago still empty this morning after the storm. We had emergency declarations from Dunedin to Christchurch. There was record rainfall. Oamaru, how about the numbers in Oamaru? 140 millimetres, 147 millimetres, in fact, in 24 hours. More than triple the July average. Farmers badly hit. So how are they doing? Federated Farmers South Canterbury President Mark Adams is with us. Mark, very good morning to you.
Yeah, g'day, Mike. How's it going?
Very well, mate. So how many do you reckon are affected and how badly?
Well, I mean, most farms were affected to some degree or another. Basically, it's, you know, it's infrastructure that takes a hit. Farm tracks, culverts, floodgates, fences. And so it's very difficult to put a cost on the damage, but most of it's just disruptive, inconvenient, and just creates extra work.
Exactly. Does it vary widely depending on what sort of farm you're on?
Absolutely. And I'm from the foothills in Fairlie, and so we're at the top of the catchment. So we, I think, escaped pretty well. But when you look at some of the pictures that come from the lower-lying areas, those guys took a bit of a bath, really.
A lot of drama around the news coverage of this sort of thing in words like, I've never seen anything like it. Was it really that bad?
Well, I guess it depends who you are and where you are. For us here, we would see it as probably a 1 in a 10 year event.
Yeah.
You know, the soils were saturated. So whilst we had 90 mils, we were amazed at how quickly the rivers came up for what we would have thought was just a slightly above average winter rain.
Yeah, have you got a window, though, for cleanup?
It's just ongoing, and you know, as you get around your farm and you put stock into paddocks, the first thing you'll be doing is checking your floodgates to make sure that the paddock is, in fact, stock proof.
Yeah. All right. Well, good luck with it. The forecast, I think, for the rest of the week's not flash, is it?
Well, yeah. Given that we're saturated, and so Thursday again looks wet,
yeah,
wet and cold, and so you know, farmers will be going about their business just mindful that we've just got to make good decisions around where we put stock and how we allocate feed and shelter. The stock come first, and when you see an adverse forecast, you know, you're immediately thinking about your stock and where you can place them. And given that it's been a wet winter and most of us have played those cards on our own properties, it becomes more and more difficult to manage.
All right, Mark, appreciate your time. Good luck with it too. Mark Adams, Federated Farmers, with us this morning.